morning, everyone. I'm John Hockenberry. Happy Friday. Here with Amy Holmes, who's joined me all week. And I have to say, you know, we begin in Washington, as we almost do, but that had to be the most excruciatingly awkward and unspontaneous beers that were ever drunk on the face of planet Earth last night at the White House.
So were you shocked to see the president and vice president in their shirt sleeves?
There must have been so many committees on so many levels doing all of the details there. But I don't know. Maybe I'm just cynical. But you do have to ask the question, was it health reform this week with a beer chaser or beer with a health reform chaser? Here's Sergeant James Crowley at the beer summit last night.
What you had today was two gentlemen agree to disagree on a particular issue. I don't think that we spent too much time dwelling on the past. We spent a lot of time discussing the future.
Which might have been a theme for lawmakers actually dealing with something in Washington like health care reform. Todd Zwillick staying with us, of course, the Takeaways Washington correspondent down in Washington, D.C. Also, Callie Crossley, media critic for Beat the Press on our partner WGBH up in Boston. Callie, good morning.
Good morning.
Todd Zwillick, let me put it to you. Was it beer with a health reform chaser this week or health reform with a beer chaser?
Oh, I'd like to think it was health reform with a beer chaser.
Let's talk about health reform then. They are disagreeing. I don't know if they're agreeing to disagree, but where does it stand on this Friday as we get into the recess?
Well, Henry Waxman's Energy and Commerce Committee went late into the night last night. He finally got his markup. That was one of the thank you, ma'ams, sorry, speed bumps that the speaker was talking about in that opening that you used, John. And then they head into the August recess, and the August recess is all about message. You know, they wanted to vote on this before they left. That didn't happen. Now you've got a month of members hanging out there in one of three positions, either defend the Democratic sort of Obama plan for healthcare as hard as they can, try to get people over on their side. Don't forget, the president's numbers are slipping on this. Democrats think they have a big education sale job to do. If you don't know how you're going to vote, you got to listen hard to your constituents and try to come up with a justification for voting either yay or nay. Or if you're a Republican, oppose it, call it big government takeover, go after it, and call it socialism. That's the strategy.
Well, Todd, I mean, I have to say that of all the, you know, blue dog Democrat arguments for delaying here, this is the one that really does hold some credence for me. Go home, listen to your constituents. But there was a premise set up last night, both by Nancy Pelosi and by House Minority Leader John Boehner, that I wonder if we could explore for a moment. First, let's hear what John Boehner believes about how this constituent discussion is going to go over the next couple of weeks.
And now on the way to out of town for the August break, they're cutting deals on a government takeover of health care that will raise costs, drive up the deficits, and destroy jobs in America. On health care, it's pretty clear that the more Americans hear about the president's health care plan, the less that they like it.
Okay, takeaway listeners, did you get that? The more Americans hear about the health care plan, the less they like it. Now, here's Nancy Pelosi, okay, stating a slightly different theory about how the constituents are going to respond.
The more the public knows about what we're doing, the more they support it. And especially if you're talking about a public option, because that's where the insurance companies are making their attack.
I'm confused, Todd. Which is it?
And that's exactly the dichotomy that's going to be going on during August. Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats unveiled their message strategy for August, and they were pretty clear about it. It says it has two things. You know, John, I want to point out real quick, when members leave for August, they actually get marching orders. It's on a card, and it's called a flyaway card. You fly away from Washington, here's what the leadership wants you to say about this bill while you're at home. It says a whole bunch of things. It really lays out what this bill means to you if you have insurance, which is what you heard the president talking about this week. It'll lower your costs. They can't rescind you. They can't raise your premiums. They can't deny you for pre-existing conditions. You know, all that stuff.
But Todd, you know, I have a question about that. We've been hearing this week, we heard from Congressman Weiner yesterday, that there's real dissent in Democratic ranks. We know that on the Republican side, there's unanimity. They're going to go after this, you know, as hard as they can. But when Democrats go home, what do the progressives say to their constituents?
They say exactly what Nancy Pelosi said yesterday. She sharpened her message, Amy. She really sharpened it against insurance companies. She is taking a populist tack. She's got a boogeyman, and it's the insurance companies. They're standing between you and your doctor.
Villains.
No doubt about it.
It's been
effective in the past, and that's exactly where they're going this August.
Well, Todd, thanks so much. Takeaways Washington correspondent in Washington, D.C. Callie Crossley, media critic for Beat the Press on our partner WGBH in Boston. How did the media do at covering this beer summit yesterday, which I still am scratching my head?
I say it's not your grandmother's kumbaya. That's how the media did.
Nice.
They just were trying to figure out some place to land, and they got nothing, really. I think the big symbolism is they were kept back so far that they couldn't hear. They got a beautifully poised statement from Sergeant Crowley at the end with no understanding of what Professor Gates really thinks. I mean, he made some brief statements and a promise that there's more to come. It's not over yet.
You're a media critic. This is Amy here. Do you think that the media overplayed this whole beer summit issue? I mean, healthcare is a sixth of the economy, the size of France. You know, arguably, that's the much bigger story.
It is the much bigger story, but people are not paying attention to it. I think Todd was quite clear about that, and they're confused about it. One thing that people were not confused about, if you listen to talk radio and if you read the comments about all of the stories that have been done, people have lined up on sides, and they're, as I see it, the summit actually was moving in the direction of hardening the sides, where people felt they how they felt about the incident that had happened. And in fact, all of the principal said we have to agree to disagree, so they don't. The kumbaya moment was lost even at the White House.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.